Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan.
And I'm One Scoop.
It's a sweet song.
Roundabout. We're the Junkies.
Choo-choo.
Get on the board. Choo-choo. We haven't now, got the hang of a three-way intro yet.
Now, but, after last week, One Scoop's been given one last chance by the boss, apparently. The boss has said, yeah, One Scoop.
She's on probation.
Yeah, probation.
You're allowed to not like particular things, but you can't just blanket say,
yeah,
I don't like lollies.
I did blurt it out a bit. Sorry,
yeah.
guys.
Well,
I should have given you a trigger warning.
You should have.
It just should have been a trigger warning. You're quite right.
But we're starting off with strawberry-flavoured stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a festival of strawberry to start the show.
And you mentioned that there's some chews here, but now are you a fan of chews, One Scoop? Or?
Well, my kids were a big fan of Zappos.
Oh.
So these are quite triggering for me.
Are they?
Yep. They used to keep them in the fridge, just buy them by the fistful. They loved them.
And keep them in the fridge
Why?
Is a good idea
yep.
because when they're hard, they're a lot more enjoyable because they last longer.
Yeah, I love a hard chew. I don't like
Same.
A soft chew.
Once this, if they've been in the sun in your lab in the car, your teeth go through them too quickly, and it's like they kind of. When you can push your tongue through them, like old people in a home, you know.
Yes.
Look at me pretending I know all about the lollies.
Yeah, you
yeah,
love
guys.
Lollies.
You
love
that's
lollies.
What you have to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on commercial radio, you got to pretend.
Yeah.
You got to pretend you like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Just be like the woman. just be like the woman on in the gang on.
Commercial,
on commercial radio that just goes, oh, guys, come on.
Stop it, guys.
I like lollies too. Yeah.
Oh, guys, you can't eat all the lollies. God, you guys.
Guys. Okay, so what? Ooh.
Well, it's a festival of fake strawberry because I know we like fake strawberry flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the inspiration for this is because I bought these strawberry yogurt sandwich biscuits.
Gosh.
Well, I bought them a long time ago because I was convinced that Glenn Robbins was going to come on the show and talk biscuits with us.
He will.
He will one day, maybe. But these are his, what he thinks are the best biscuits ever. Those
really?
Belvita. Yes, which is why I got them because I just went, they cannot be that good. They look like sort of weird health biscuits. But he loves the Belvita breakfast biscuit. So I bought these months ago and I looked at the date. They're going off in a week.
Okay,
so
well,
we
have
to eat them today. Obviously because they're strawberry, they're going off. so we're going to start with the strawberry Belvita biscuit.
I've been to his house and he's offered me, it wasn't a Belvita, but the biscuit was very average. But the talk up beforehand was huge. Oh, you're going to love this. This is a great biscuit, blah, blah.
I mean, these already look like rusks to me.
But they've got the fondant inside them.
Oh, they've got the, here we go. I'll just break it in half. Okay,
I mean. They're quite thin.
It's weird to me.
Oh, look at that. It's a bit like an ice Vovo.
Yeah. Okay, so it's.
God, it looks like a dry biscuit.
Yeah, it's weird that it's a whole grain biscuit.
Oh, my God, smell that.
Though. Oh, is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be some sort of health biscuit with yogurt and strawberry centre filling.
Not bad.
Is it not bad?
Very dry. Oh, my God. You made a gallon of water after that.
God almighty.
That's awful.
Well, it's not awful.
Not bad.
It is like a rusk.
So dry. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Need some water.
You'd have to dunk that.
I feel like I'm in the desert.
That might be nice with tea. I know he's a dunker, so maybe he has some tea.
Yeah, it's kind of got an unusual sort of...
It's a bit like eating toast and jam. I can see how
you could get used to it.
Hmm. Don't you think it just tastes like toast and jam?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like a biscuit.
Is that why it's a breakfast biscuit?
Maybe. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a...
The lack of sugar in there, for sure.
It's supposed to feel good and taste good.
Is it German? It's got to be German.
Where are they from?
Dutch.
Biscuits made with whole grain cereals, my favourite, with yogurt, strawberry filling.
Surely it's European.
Yeah, it does feel a bit Swiss, doesn't it? It feels Swiss. Like something Glenn would be into.
Yeah,
no, they're made in the Czech Republic.
Oh, Czechoslovakian. Right, okay. Mm. All right. Well, there we go.
All right.
Well, no, I wouldn't rush anything.
And I'll tell you what the problem with that was. It wasn't fake strawberry. I think that's real strawberry in the middle.
It does taste like real strawberry.
We were hoping for fake strawberry.
I didn't mind the taste, but too dry.
Yeah. I mean, right. I'll be honest with you, though. I'll eat those.
Are you going to eat them?
Well, not right now, but I'm certainly going to dunk them in a cup of tea.
Yeah, I could get used to them.
All right.
Yeah, I think I could get used to them.
But as a biscuit, just to eat on its own.
Take them to the Fisk people. Here you go, guys. Got your biscuit. Wow. Thanks, Kitty.
Now, next up.
What a great boss you are.
Strawberry Festival. We've got a Tony's Chocolonely, which everyone goes on about. Everyone loves the Tony's Chocolonely, don't they?
Yeah, everyone's into it.
But we're a bit...
Not sold on it. I don't understand.
Some of them are all right. I don't mind the rice bubble one. There's one with rice bubbles.
I'm not sure quite what the story is. Is it like good for your chocolate or something, as in good for the... Is it charity chocolate or something?
I don't know.
Is that why people like it?
Is it good for the environment? I don't know.
I don't know.
I just assumed it was American, but it's not, I don't think. It's Australian.
Oh, let me see.
Looks like it's got a very funky packet. It's a bit hipster, I reckon. It's a bit retro.
Maybe it is. It's made in Belgium.
Oh, okay. It's European.
That's weird. So Tony's from Belgium.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
But anyway, this one, he's done a collab.
Mm.
Tony's done a collab with Ben & Jerry's, and this is ice cream-inspired chocolate bar to celebrate their commitment to ending modern slavery in chocolate. Oh, that's what it's about. I think they don't use slavery cocoa beans or something.
Okay.
Right on, man.
Clearly, I could look that up and give you a much better insight into what Tony's doing. It's obviously good work.
Tony's not a fan of the slaves.
This is...
saying no to slaves.
This is...
We all say no to slaves.
But Tony does it with his...
with his
chocolate bars.
Chocolates.
He actually walks the walk. And this is a combination of white chocolate, cheesecake.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm interested.
And sticky strawberries and crumbly cookies.
Ooh.
So.
Sounds good. It's Ben and Jerry.
And it's anti-slavery.
Okay, that's good.
So good on you, everybody. Eating a good cause.
Mm.
He doesn't do squares, though, which I don't like either. He's got this weird thing where he
you can't
share that way.
Yeah, it's you can't reinvent the wheel. It's got to be squares of chocolate.
Why would you not do squares?
But Marvelous Creations are like that. They're not weird.
Tasting. Well, play your music, Courtney. We're tasting. Okay, I'm going to come straight out and say I'm sorry, Tony. I don't like it.
It's waxy.
I just don't see the point of that.
Like, sorry, Tony. I prefer slave chocolate, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry. Really sorry. But that what are the chewy bits that you can't chew?
I think that's the strawberry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not great. I don't mind strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the Ben & Jerry's one, but I really like, I think Haagen-Dazs do strawberry cheesecake flavor?
I love cheesecake. Cheesecake's the best.
Mm.
No. Well, Tony.
I'm afraid that's not for me, Tony. I'm trying to get on board with Tony's Chocolonely. But that one's not for me.
No.
But I don't feel so bad now I know he's Belgian. I don't want to be dumping on an Australian company.
Yeah.
We've done that way too often.
Yeah, we have. But no, he's Belgian. They'll be right. They won't hear about this.
Yeah, they won't get it. Tell Glenn not to tell them.
Yeah, don't tell them, Glenn. all right. Well, let's move on to the Zippos.
No, I think this is what we've all been looking forward to. I'm going to exempt you from trying one of these, Peg. I know you're not going to do it.
And you're not going to have it? Did you ever eat the kids?
She would never have eaten their chews. I would have, had I known they were in there.
In the fridge.
This, I think, is going to bring us home with the strawberry, fake strawberry flavour that we've always wanted. But just to let you know, Dave, these are sour strawberry flavour.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, I think I'm going to like it.
Doesn't worry me.
I'm just trying to unwrap
it. I love a chew. A chew-chew chews you.
From The Simpsons.
From Ralph. Ralph makes a card for Lisa. Yeah.
Says I Ralph Mouth. With a train on it.
Ralph Mouth.
Ralph Wiggum.
It's how they choo-choo chews you.
Oh, they look a bit old. Difficult to unwrap.
Ooh, good colour.
This is when I was a kid, if I couldn't get the wrapper
Dave's
off,
got his.
The lolly, I would just eat the wrapper with the lolly if I was a kid. I was never going to waste one by not getting the wrapper off. Okay, so it's like strawberry-flavoured plastic.
Yeah. Zippo. Not bad.
That's. I think this is the wedges. My son Alex, it's his
grape,
choice.
Grape flavour is his choice.
Or just strawberries. Zappos. Is his lolly of choice. Yeah.
I like a chew.
They're good.
You know what we haven't done? We haven't done Starburst chews.
Oh no, we should do that.
I loved those. Always loved those. I think I probably even eat the purple one of those.
Have a chew off.
We should do those soon.
Okay, they're not bad.
And I like the sourness. It's when it makes you wince a bit.
Yeah, the sourness.
I like that.
Don't mind it.
All right, thank you very much, Jonas Brothers. Jonas and James.
Good on you.
Delicious. Well done.
Okay.
And we'll have the grape ones off air later. Thanks very much for that. They sent grape flavour as well.
Good on you. Next we're doing blind tests and we'll see what that brings us. I think I've got an interesting one. Okay. Firstly, I've got I find a blueberry puff, like a cheese puff, like a Cheeto, but it's blueberry flavoured, found in the kids section at Coles. The next I've got, and I don't know if we've done this before, but thanks to Ruby, who's 8 years old and listens to the podcast with her dad, Steve, has sent in some stuff and has sent me a numb and spicy hot pot flavour. All right, so I thought I'd use that as a blind test. So I don't know if we've done it before, but it doesn't matter. One scoop wouldn't have had it before. Thanks, Ruby, so much. All right, I'll get Kitty back in here and one scoop. All right, guys, come back. All right, so someone sent this one in and I found this one. I don't know what these are going to be like. Maybe do that one first.
Ooh, get the flavour. Like it's a Cheeto. Is it a Cheeto? Is it a Hers? H-E-R-R-S.
No, it's like a Cheeto, but Kittylicious.
Don't show me the...
It's
it looks like it might be sweet.
Don't show me the packaging.
Is it sweet?
Oh, my God.
Because it's got, like, red stuff on it, like it's kind of raspberry or strawberry or something.
You're very good, Kitty. You're on fire today. You're on fire.
Oh, it hasn't got a lot of flavour.
No. Chew it and then see if you can get it, but you're on the right path. But we've never had this flavour, I believe. We've never had it. So when
I'm going to say something like plum... But I don't think
you're
that's
so
it.
Close. It's a similar colour to plum.
Ooh. Okay, I'm just getting a tiny bit.
I reckon
bit.
You'd
oh,
like
not
it.
Not a lot of flavour.
Kieran Light loves these.
Cherry?
No, again, quite close.
Peach?
No, similar colour to plum.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's not great flavour.
Is there a slight sourness to this fruit?
No, a little bit, but it can be, you know, you get a good one and it's amazing, and then you get a bad one that's a bit, you know, dirt kind of. But you were right when you said, you know, up front, like strawberry and that kind of thing.
They're kind of, it's weird though, they look like they're going to be sweet, but they're kind of just nothing.
They're nothing. They're a healthy snack for kids.
Oh, they're a healthy snack. Okay, that might help me. Are they blueberries?
Yes!
Yeah.
Blueberry fruity puff.
Yeah, of course they are. Because, you know, they're a superfood, so people want to give them to their kids. People think blueberry makes everything good for you. Ugh. Yep, I can taste just a real hint of it,
I know.
And I know what you mean. When you get a good blueberry, delicious.
Nothing better.
When you get a bad one, mealy, disgusting,
awful.
Worst ever. Okay. Don't you love when those jumbo blueberries come out?
Oh, do you like the jumbos?
I love the jumbos.
I like a smaller, concentrated plain.
I love blueberries.
They're too risky, those ones.
We had pancakes on the weekend, had blueberries. Oh,
with
so
blueberries
good.
In them?
No. But we have bananas pancakes. Put the bananas in there.
You should put the blueberries in the pancakes.
Really?
Oh, my God, delicious.
They do that at the pancake parlour. What am I? What am I? I'm an idiot. Of course they do.
What, do you just put them on top of the pancakes?
Yeah,
the put them in.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in two minds about that because you put them in and then they kind of go hot.
Oh, yeah. So you want a flavour when you're eating.
You kind of make them mushy and hot.
I love blueberries.
I love pancakes.
Bursting cold on the,
Go to the pancake parlour. Well, as I always say, this is my standard line. I had a family in the other night at a gig. And I always say, oh, you're a family. What, pancake parlour wasn't open? That's what I always say.
Well, I tell you what, if I was a kid and Mum sent me those
crap
for my play lunch, I'd actually rather have a bag of blueberries.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's a good point, they're...
Absolutely.
They're real duds.
Okay, well, let's try this one.
We've got a lot of young listeners now, so can I just give them a warning? If your mum starts buying the brand Kiddylicious, it's delicious blueberry fruity puffs.
Can you hold that up for me?
Just, I would say no, thank you.
Just ask for some real blueberries.
Just ask for some real blueberries.
A serious journalist, not the investigator. Some of the investigators.
I'm investigating. Where is the flavour?
Yeah, it's crap.
Who stole the flavour out of the blueberry puffs?
You should maybe do a segment called "Where Is the Flavour?"
They dare to put blueberries on the back.
Yeah.
There's blueberries in. Oh, there's not even blueberry in it. There's natural blueberry flavouring and blueberry powder.
Yeah, well,
that's an outrage.
They're a dud.
Boo.
And they've also done that thing that chickadees do where they try and make the.
Like give it eyes.
The fruity puff. They anthropomorphize it like it's really fun. Eat me. It's like it's weird.
Our snacks keep tiny tummies topped up between meals.
No, they don't. Boo. Boo.
There is something
Boo
for everyone.
Snacks.
From supported sitters to busy toddlers, are we guaranteed we'll be bursting with lots of yummy flavours?
Sorry, busy toddlers, what, they've got office jobs? That's what it sounds like.
Working as an actuary, it's a tough job. It's like an accountant. But
if your toddler doesn't have time to leave his desk, just give him some fruity puffs.
How about this? Amazing taste is at the heart of everything we create.
No,
I don't
wrong.
Think so.
Well, that's why I'm an investigative journalist, and I'm saying, where is the flavour?
Oh, no, we're attacked another Melbourne company.
Oh, good God, sorry. I thought they were from
Well, do you know
overseas.
What? It's not good enough, guys.
Come on, guys.
That's what you're here for.
All right, now these were sent in by Ruby.
Sorry. If you've got kids that don't like flavour, then they'll probably love those fruity puffs.
Now these...
Oh. I'm trying to save us, Dave.
Now, I don't know if we've done these before, but I just... Oh,
it's
wow.
It's like some sort of curry.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Is it some sort of curry? Is it Is it nasi goreng?
No, it's.
Oh, don't tell us!
Don't
tell us!
Don't show me the
Dave.
Rest your cards,
I'm
Dave.
I'm looking
rest
at it.
Cards.
I'm trying to look.
Yeah, but
what
we're
it
looking
is.
At it too. Hide it.
Do you want me to tell you this was sent in by Ruby? Dear Kitty and Dave,
flavor.
I really enjoyed listening to your podcast. I discovered your podcast when my dad Steve was playing it in the car. Now, all of a sudden, I'm sending chips in. We found these in an Asian supermarket in Wollongong. I'm going to the Gong soon. Hope you enjoy them. From Ruby. Some fun facts from Ruby. I'm 8 years old and I'm with you, Kitty. Seafood is yuck.
Oh, wow. Ruby.
Good on you, Ruby.
I couldn't agree with you more. That is wonderful news to hear.
No, seafood I love is Ruby.
Yuck.
Come
I'm
on.
Changing the lives of young people.
Well, sure, Steve likes seafood.
What a wonderful way to
Seafood's
put it.
Seafood's awesome.
Seafood is yuck.
Well, spot on, Ruby.
No, just, you know.
Okay, so this.
I know what I can. I know what it is. But
what
I
is it?
Know. I don't know. It's some kind of nasi goreng.
Don't tell him yet. You've got to guess. Hang on. I haven't even had a lick yet.
But you know what? It's a particular.
Oh, my God. It's burn. There's burn. It's laksa.
Oh.
It's something like laksa.
No, I think we've had. But you know what?
It's I can smell it.
They describe the burn in a certain way that it makes you.
Stop showing me the packet.
David. There's a weird sourness. There's burn. Yeah. And there's something funky in it, like sort of fermented or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what country it's from, Dave?
Yeah, it'd be Chinese.
Would it? No. It feels like it's more Malaysian or
made
something.
Made in China, yeah. Packed and made in China.
Yeah, it does feel Malaysian.
Is there some sort of crab or something?
Yeah, it looks like it, but I can't really tell.
Is it a hot pot?
Yes,
Dave?
It's a hot pot,
isn't it? It's a hot pot.
Is that what it is?
Yes, yeah, it's the numb and spicy hot pot.
Yeah.
Numb and spicy.
I think I gave you numb and spicy hot pot.
I think we might have had it before.
But I never tasted it because I refused to.
Oh, man, that is poof.
And now my mouth is numb.
Yeah, it's numb?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. Well,
thanks, Ruby.
But good find, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby. Seafood is yuck.
I'll put them back in the post for you.
And I'll tell you what else, Ruby. Don't eat them yourself. You won't like those.
Yep. No, you won't.
They make you sick.
Okay. She also sent the tongue one that we had.
Oh, look, a lot of people have sent us spicy braised duck tongue.
Yeah.
So thank you to all the people. But yeah, unfortunately, I found that first.
Yeah, and
but every time I open a box, I go, oh no, they've sent spicy braised duck tongue. No. So we've actually got about 5 packets of those, Dave.
Set up a shop. Yeah. Another treat for the Fisk people.
Hello, but do you know what the problem is?
Yep.
Like so many people are buying spicy braised duck tongue, they're going to go, wow, this flavour's going off.
Yeah, people in Australia love
really,
it.
It's going to be really successful. It's going to be here in a year.
Oh, no. All right, I'll leave you to it.
All right, you go.
Okay.
Okay, so once again, have to thank the listeners for sending these in. And these are from Elise, who has sent us stuff before. So thank you very much, Elise, who is based in the UK, I believe. And she travels all over and she sends us really good gear from a lot of countries in Europe, but these two in particular are from the UK. One is a Tesco brand chip, Tesco being a supermarket over there. And I think these must have been out around Christmas because Elise has sent us Tesco's finest roast turkey and herb butter flavour, limited edition, made with British turkey. And the second flavour, which I'll serve as a dessert chip, as you know I like to do that, it's a Walker's chip, again, that's an English brand, and these are sweet and spicy, no, sweet and spiced Christmas pudding flavoured chip. So, I mean, absolutely golden, Elise. Thanks very much. This is a wonderful find. We've got a whole meal of blind taste ahead of us. Okay, I'll get them back in. Hang on a sec. Alrighty, guys, come back. Come back. They're chatting in the hall, probably about 90s music, about their heyday. Guys. Stop talking about your bands. I thought you might be forming a new band out in the hallway. Big guy in one scoop. You'd be like a duo that'd play in the corner of a pub.
That'd be great. Because doesn't the big guy play bass?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's perfect. Well, do you do BVs?
You can do some BVs for sure.
What? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, they're good, but, you know. I was in bands in the 80s, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, because off air you were talking about Greg from Things of Stone and Wood. And
yes.
You know, he lived in Switzerland and Glenn hung out.
I know.
Glenn hung out with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're friends.
They're friends, yeah. Oh, yeah, I had
Did
lunch
you play with football with him? Because I think he played AFL
nah,
over there.
He didn't. Glenn wouldn't play football. Oh, okay. But because, as you know, Helen, his wife, worked the Red Cross.
Yeah.
And she was like third in command of the Red Cross.
I know. She's awesome.
And so Greg just
hangs
around.
That's Helen. Happy birthday, Helen.
That's happy birthday, Helen. Who are.
For those of you who remember that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. And Glenn would go, yeah, I had lunch with Greg today. We talked about the 80s, you know.
That is so not what your brother sounds like. And everybody knows it now, Dave. Everyone who listens knows that he doesn't talk like that. Okay, now I've got two chips for you. Now, we're going to have a meal. This is the main course and this is the dessert chip.
Okay.
They've been sent to us by Elise, our listener in the UK.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to start you off with these ones,
this
please.
Looks...
These are from Tesco's, the supermarket brand.
Tesco.
Yeah.
They look a bit dirty.
They
And so they kind of look...
It's a dirty chip.
Oh, a dirty God. Chip.
It smells beefy.
Oh, Jesus.
Get beefy.
It's meaty, but it's not beefy.
Oh, Lord. That's a strong tasting chip.
Oh, what is that?
And I put the whole thing in. Wow, that was a mistake.
Chicken?
It's got quite a complex flavour. You're close. Chicken is close.
Turkey.
Rabbit.
Correct. Turkey. And
I love turkey.
Rabbit.
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 We're yet to have a rabbit.
Playing word association.
Oh, you can taste the turkey. Oh, it's turkey in a spice or something. It's turkey in a... Turkey in a...
What else could you add to turkey?
Well, it's not cranberry.
Well, you based it with something.
Mm. Cranberry.
What are you
turkey
gonna baste
butter.
It with? Yes.
It's turkey butter and...
Your favourite.
Gravy.
Just add something.
Oregano. Paprika.
Herbs.
It's just turkey and herbs.
Turkey and herbs.
Butter. Roast turkey and herb butter flavour.
Wow. What a find.
What a find. I mean, that's obviously a Christmas edition.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I love turkey, but that's
I mean,
not...
the Brett's one was the best so far.
Yeah.
That was magnificent.
That was last episode.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
Gosh. Oh,
no.
Nah.
No, don't.
But it tastes like turkey.
It does taste like turkey, but that maybe had been left out for a couple of days.
Off turkey.
Yeah, like it doesn't taste like...
It's a great find.
Just
Tesco's.
Pop it in a spittoon peg.
I love Tesco's going to buy a sandwich from the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't too bad sandwiches. They do very good packet sandwiches in the UK.
Yeah, but what's wrong with having someone make a sandwich in front of you? You know what I mean? They don't do that in the UK.
But they're very different. Their packet sandwiches are so much better than here.
You get the service station.
Like Pret a Manger.
Oh, yeah, Pret a Manger.
I mean, that is a good packet sandwich.
Is that a good one?
Delicious.
Okay.
I mean, I used to think about it. I'd buy one at the train station, get on the train and think, right, I'll eat this halfway to Manchester. And then 5 minutes in, it's burning a hole in my bag. I've just got to eat my sandwich as soon as I get on the train.
What sandwich would you buy? What type? What's in it?
Oh, there's so many good ones. I mean, I ate meat back then too, so I'd have, you know.
Chicken.
And they're really generous with their condiments.
Mm.
So if you get ham, cheese and chutney, lots of chutney.
Oh, nice.
And probably a little bit of mayo in there as well. So they're really, that's the biggest thing is they just go condiments, slather.
Yes.
I don't like the cold bread.
No, they weren't like cold sandwiches, like fridge. It was just like an open.
Right, okay.
Oh, can't beat them.
His face. It's just. Oh,
I'm not sold.
Really delicious baguettes with beautiful Jarlsberg cheese.
Oh, I love a baguette.
Yeah. I mean, second to none.
Sandwich. I mean, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
These days. It's hard to find.
And at Christmas, they do Christmas turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Mm. Oh, magnificent.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Okay, let's move on to this chip now.
This is dessert.
Dessert chip.
Is this also from Tesco's or?
No, it's not from Tesco's, but it is from Elise. Oh, wow. Okay, just smell it and say it, people.
Cinnamon.
Smell it and say it.
Cinnamon. Donut.
That's one of them. Well, it's not one of them, but that'll be in there. What does that smell like, guys?
Christmas spice?
Yes.
Five spice.
Eggnog.
Christmas spice. What do you put Christmas spice in?
Oh, eggnog.
No. No, Dave.
Don't listen to me.
Come on. Oh. What do you put Christmas spice in at Christmas?
Pudding.
It's Christmas pudding.
It's pudding. My God.
It's Christmas pudding.
I said cake.
Oh, my God. That tastes exactly like it.
Mm.
That's weird. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not right.
I feel sick.
I just don't mind it.
Where's the packet? I want to see the packet. I've got to see the packet.
It's just an unusual experience.
The whole thing, it tastes like sultanas.
That is fantastic.
Look at that.
Well, it's a whole Christmas. Can I have the turkey one too? It's a whole Christmas. That's a Walker's.
Oh, it's a Christmas package. You're quite right.
Good Lord.
Look, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time. Come on, one scoop.
Christmas.
lift the photo. Lift the photo. Thank you. I will check the photos before
that
I put them up.
That is excellent.
Sure. They are great finds.
Yeah.
Elise has done very well. Is she based in England? Or
we've had stuff from Elise before. She sent us all that kooky stuff from
Greece. Yeah.
And a few other countries that she was visiting.
Come on, Elise.
Yeah.
If I saw them, I'd be punching the air. Christmas pudding flavoured chips.
To find Christmas pudding flavoured chips.
And people say, you're going to run out. We yet to run out.
That's the sort of thing England does so well, though. Like, they'd bring those out to give people around the table something to talk about. Like, everyone would have bought a packet of those, brought them to the table, gone, guys, look, Christmas pudding.
Yeah, unlike that Royal Family show, they'd be sitting around. All right, well, we're going to end the show with a
compare and contrast, which we haven't done in a long time, Dave, compare and contrast.
I'm intrigued by these, that Smiths have bought their thinly cut light and tangy flavour out, but it's 40% less sodium, which means 40% less salt. And we'll compare them to the Thins light and tangy. Let's see how we go. Okay.
So just to check, are we comparing apples versus apples? Are they Thins versus Thins?
No, they're Smiths versus Thins.
Oh, okay.
But are they the same flavour?
Yeah, they're meant to be, yeah.
Is it my least favourite flavour?
Yeah, it's light and tangy.
Great.
But, it's hard to compare.
I know.
Do Smiths not do a normal, a lot of rustling.
I don't think so. I don't think they
Russell.
Russell. Russell! Russell, come in. I don't know, Kitty.
Basically, we're doing a compare and contrast apples and oranges.
Well, no, they're light and tangy.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point, Dave. No, you're right. You're quite right, Dave. How dare I?
I think they look
the same.
Has Kitty always been a perfectionist, Penny? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it.
Are you a perfectionist too? No.
So Penny going the original Thins first.
Yeah, let's go the original.
Light and tangy.
I don't mind light and tangy.
Full flavour. Yeah. I don't mind light and tangy either.
Never buy it. Oh, not bad. It's not a bad chip.
I don't think it's a good chip. Not one scoop chocolate.
I don't like it.
In the spittoon, mate. Pop it in there if you don't
is
like
that
it.
The one you don't like?
Yeah.
It's light and
like them. I don't mind them.
They're not bad. They're like
it's not a flavor. It's not a flavor.
Oh.
It's just like a low-fi
barbecue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like yeah, it's just
diet barbecue.
Light and tangy. It's just a description. It's not a flavor.
Wow. Mm.
Don't you think?
Come out punching. keep swinging. One scoop.
Swinging for the fences.
Okay. Well, I want to try the less sodium. Oh, look at that big chip there.
After getting a reprieve, now she's just trying to get fired.
They're not bad. They've got as much flavour as those ones.
Certainly not. Agreed. 40% less flavour.
Agreed.
I actually think that's a better chip.
Wow.
Same.
This is remarkable.
I agree with you.
Oh, you like this one now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get back in
She's
the podcast.
She's trying to get back in the game.
No, oh, that's right. She was on
probation.
she didn't like lollies in the last episode. All right, well, I've got to say, 40% less sodium, not bad. If that's going to save me from a heart attack, I'm buying that.
Yeah, good one. Mm. And I actually think they're a nicer chip.
Yeah.
I think they're thinner than Thins.
Wow.
They're certainly crispier.
Yeah, they are.
Like, they sort of taste a bit thick and chunky in comparison.
Yeah.
Whereas the Smith's thinly cut potato chips, I mean, it's not catchy.
No.
Thinly cut potato chips rather than Thins. But I think they're better. I'm going to give that to Smith's.
They are better. Better flavour.
Compare and contrast. Yeah, the flavour's better.
Yeah. I'm then going again. Yeah, better. Right. Good.
All right.
Well, one strip, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
We'll have to have a meeting about your tenure on this, is what they say.
About your contract.
Yeah.
You're like,
it's going to be picked up again.
This is the Brady Bunch, you're like Cousin Oliver. Remember he used to turn up
I don't remember Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, he had the blonde bob and the glasses, the round glasses.
They always bring him up as an example of, they must have been trying to spice it up.
I think they were trying to throw in another, you know, because the kids were all getting older. They needed to bring in a little kid.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they'd, Cindy had stopped her lifting and was growing up a bit, so they needed to bring in another, you know.
Cousin Oliver. Anyway, Cindy, we'll be back with more. We'll do a correspondence episode next
week. We'll be back with some unboxing next week, a special unboxing episode.
Awesome. Come back. All is forgiven. Yes, come back. Come back. I can hear a dog growling or something like that. Come back.